Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 1, we were talking about churches that want to remove words like faith and Bible from their names. Listen closely as we start there today.
For the Bible stands.
Verse 18 of 2 Corinthians 6, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my son and daughter, saith the Lord Almighty. And verse 3 of our text here in 1 John. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. You see, these two verses fit together. I hope that you pick up on that. You see, this passage shows more separation from religion, not just worldliness, but from religion that is really tainted. I mean, you think about that. The worldly is light and darkness, righteousness and unrighteousness. We're to flee from those things. Belial, which is idols. I mean, all those things we are to flee from. Again, people talk about intentional relationship, they begin to go towards those things, and then they begin to blend, and they begin to emerge. You see, that's all of the world. And people want to change their names of their churches because they think words like faith and grace and Bible. Oh, man, such scary words. Boy, you ought to put those up at Halloween. As far as they're concerned, that'd be the most scary words on the block. And, boy, to keep people away. What ignorance that people that call themselves Christians, even entire churches, that would change their names from things as faith and grace, word of life, the word of God, Baptist Church, and on down to get these names that are, oh, so pleasant and so pleasing to the ear. My friend, that is blasphemy in the highest degree for Christians to do such idiotic, ignorant, devilish, straight out of hell things as that. And unfortunately, that's going on across our country. Now it goes on to say here, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, here in verse 3. This is another way of saying, I'm not making this up. It is declared to us as an actual witness that we might receive it and enter into fellowship with them. And we need to understand this word fellowship because I think so often we have missed the boat on it. It was used that day in various ideals, but one of the prevalent ways that it was used was to show the intimacy or partnership. And as I've said earlier, the Greek word was used of the marital relationship. It is a partnership. Now, you may be a 50-50 partner with somebody in a company. This Greek word would have been used for that. and you both had the same concern. You both had the same goal. You both had the same thing, although you both may have different gifts to make that business go, but your goals and the idea is the same. And that's the way it is in a marriage, where two are made one. So it represents the intimate bond of fellowship in marriage. It is a threefold cord of Jesus being the center cord, and us, the husbands and the wives, wrapped around that one cord. It doesn't add any others to that cord. Oh, no. It is a one cord. It's a fellowship. A fellowship. And so it's a husband and wife, one husband, one wife. Somebody, you know, a lot of these religions have two wives, three wives, four wives. Mormons, they have it just like the, and now the Mormons don't do it today, but that was in their doctrine, and it'd be easy to go back to that doctrine if the laws in this country changed. But they practice polygamy, as do the Muslims and others. One wise man said, how can a man serve two masters? He only needs one wife. Well, of course, they were saying that with tongue in cheek. But, you know, God says that's the way it is, one man, one woman, then that's the way it is. Now, there's divorce and our marriage, divorce and remarriage series that we just finished. You know how I believe on that. I don't need to go back into that. We just finished. But here it's showing that we are partakers with Christ. We're in oneness with Him. This oneness, however, is more than salvation. Since some people can be saved, but not really walking in fellowship with God. As Amos 3:3 states, can two walk together unless they be agreed, except they be agreed. It doesn't say can two walk together if they don't tolerate and compromise. No. It says can two walk together lest they be agreed. They can't walk together if they're not agreed. We will see in verse 6 that is true. When we get down there, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Why? Because God is light. So you can't walk in darkness and say that you're in fellowship with God, even though you may be saved. To be in intimate partnership with the Lord Jesus Christ as a Christian, we must walk in light as He is in the light. And if we do, we will not walk in darkness. John 8, verse 12, then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Now look, it's either light or darkness. Not both, not blended. You're either in light or you are in darkness, but it can't be both. And so, my friend, you might say, well, yeah, I can be in both. No, you may consider yourself in both, but the Lord says you are in darkness and you're too dumb to know the difference. Now, we are to be, therefore, partakers of the same mind of God and Christ. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, it says this, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now again, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship was with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. If you want to fellowship with Him, you got to be one mind with Him. Jesus is how God wants His church to be in His life, to be obedient in all things, in partnership in all things. He wants us to be in partnership with one another. God wants His local church to be in partnership with one another, not in how like the world we can be in Jesus' name. How much like Christ can we be for His glory and name? Now, some people think they can social drink. Can you say, "Dear Lord Jesus, bless this alcohol I'm about to drink. Dear Lord Jesus, bless this marijuana I'm about to smoke. Dear Lord Jesus, bless this pornography I'm about to watch on television." Someone said one time, and I think they were right in this way. I mean, it's wrong to watch pornography, and men are usually guilty of that. But women actually are the ones that perform pornography, so it involves men and women. But either way, it's wrong, it's evil, it's sinful. And God doesn't bless being like the world. God is holy. Christ was holy. When we walk in His light, we'll walk in holiness. Our oneness is with Him and all who walk with Him accordingly. So we want to see how much we can be like Christ for His glory, for His sake. This then is being written so you can be in fellowship, because this fellowship is actually with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. And in God's eyes, it's a very close-knit circle. In John 13:34-35, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you." Now, when He said a new commandment, He was putting that on the level of the Ten Commandments. And He was making it greater than the commandment as given in Mark 12:30-31, when Jesus was asked, "What was the greatest commandment?" He said, "Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy strength, all thy mind, with all thy body, self, everything else." You know, He was just saying, "Love the Lord your God with all." And the second was likened to it, "Love thy neighbors thyself." This is strengthening the second commandment. Not to just love your neighbors, you love yourself, to love them as Christ loved them. Now, He had said on the old commandment, "Love your neighbors yourself, and then love the Lord your God with your all." He was said all the law and all the prophets hang upon that. And if all the law and the prophets hung upon that, and then He has strengthened it, it's very important. It's very important. So if these folks get out of fellowship with God, then you don't have fellowship with them, except to try to bring them back to a right relationship. But never, never, never partner in compromise. Now, this is not speaking of being unkind. If not in sins which call to put out of the church, you can be nice. But close fellowships are developed with those that are walking in righteousness. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands.